And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR. Your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog. Discord server, Meme Group, Facebook Group, Twittering, Instagram, YouTube.com/ Eric Tenkar. It's where we do the live streams, whether it's Talking Crit, whether it is Iron Rations, whether I am doing a fireside chat with somebody from the industry, or maybe I'm unboxing something. That's where you'll find the live streams. That's where you can participate in the live streams. You want to do me a big favor? Do the podcast a big favor? Subscribe to the live stream over at youtube.com/ Eric Tenkar, ERIKTENKAR. So, we are nearing the end of 2020. End of the year of the pandemic. And as we go out of the year, I'm looking back at my AD&D 1E Player's Handbook. And two spells stack up right next to each other on page 73. And I look at them, and maybe even the third spell on this, but I look at these spells and I say to myself, one I would always use, I'd always want in my spell book, and one I never thought about whatsoever. All right, I mean, the power is a third level magic user spells. Fireball, level 3. Okay, casting time, 3 segments, save for half, 2-inch radius sphere, if you all forget what a 2-inch radius means. In AD&D 1E terms, 2-inch radius is 20 feet indoors. It's 20 yards outdoors. It's a big area effect, and it does 1d6 for each level of experience of the spellcaster. So, not bad, right? And you save for half. That's a third level spell. So, at fifth level, you can do 5d6. In a 20-foot radius. That's a 40-foot diameter. Think of the size of a room. And if a room is 40 by 40, you do a smack in the middle. You're grabbing the middle of each wall. And yeah, if you're hiding in a corner, you're escaping the blast. But I mean, that's a pretty big area of effect. And that spell is followed by Flame Arrow. Flame Arrow has a range of touch. Duration is 1 segment per level. It's area effective each arrow or bolt touched. Casting time is 3 segments. Now here, I'm gonna tell you why I would have issues with this. By the way, I'm doing this for my iPad because my kitty is lying out on my laptop like she has no cares in the world, refuses to leave it, and I gotta get something up, right? So, Flame Arrow. Once the magic user has cast this spell, he or she is able to touch 1 arrow or crossbow bolt. Quarrel. Per segment for the duration of the Flame Arrow. So at 5th level, you can touch 5 arrows, right? Here's the kicker. Each such missile so touched becomes magic, although it gains no bonuses to hit. All right, so now your arrows can hit magical creatures that are going to hit by magic items. Okay, each such missile must be discharged within 1 round. So you have to be touching this stuff for other characters. Now, assuming that it is longbows or shortbows and it's arrows, you can, in theory, help 2 people. But again, you're not going to do this in the middle of melee combat, right? Because, well, first off, you're not going to shoot missiles into melee. This is something that has to be planned out. It's going to be planned out for like an ambush, really. But then why do it? What are the chances of you having to attack something that can only be hit by magic items in an ambush, most likely outdoors? Again, if your fighters are going to be doing this and they can't be keeping your enemies from coming at you, all right? They're not, you know, so who's, for lack of a better phrase, playing the meat shield? All right. Each such missile must be discharged within one round, for after that period, flame consumes it entirely, and the magic is lost. Fiery missiles will certainly have normal probabilities of causing combustion. Alright, so they are no more flammable than a non-magical flammable arrow. And any creature subject to additional fire damage will suffer plus one hit point of damage from any flame arrow which hits it. So, if you want to take that into account, that means that if you are struck by a flaming arrow, it does no more damage than the regular arrow would have. Well, what, maybe it will light things on fire. Why would you go through the hassle of this spell? Why don't you memorize this spell? Very specific spell. Let me go on. The material components of this spell are a drop of oil and a small piece of flint. It blows my mind. Compare this to sleep spell at first level, where you can affect 4 to 16 one-hit dice creatures. Basically, you could even take out an ogre with a 50% chance. You can cast spider climb and climb walls. Yet, here you are, flaming arrow. A flaming arrow spell is something that, more realistically, should be second level. Alright? Or first, if you were to cap the number of arrows you could cast it on. It's one of those spells that I don't think has ever been in a spell book of my characters, except in the following circumstances. You find the spell on a scroll, right? And your magic user is not being held by the minimum maximum number of spells known per level based upon intelligence chart. I mean, this is AD&D, so there are all these wacky, weird restrictions placed on your characters, and that was one of them. Chance to learn a spell. Would you waste a chance to learn a spell on Flame Arrow if you had limited slots? If that was your 1/3 level spell, my master gave me Flame Arrow. And your master fucking sucks shit. Okay? He doesn't like you. He's fucking with you. Or, to be more accurately, your DM is fucking with you. It's probably one of the most useless spells in your character's, initial levels, right? There's Burning Hands is a first level spell. Does more damage. It's more effective. And it'll burn shit too. Maybe not from a distance, but again, if you're going to do it from a distance, and you have the time to prepare, because this spell basically says you need time to prepare, right? You're not doing this in the middle of combat. Then you could probably set up your own flaming arrows. Just my wee thoughts on that. Folks, quick reminder. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, Talking Crit with Bad Mike and myself at youtube.com/EricTenkar. We will be doing another day of OSR Christmas with giveaways, gifting to the community. And the only requirements are that you have to comment and you have to be in the chat when we award the gifts. Because, seriously, if you're not there, it's going to go unclaimed and that's a waste, right? So, you want to be gifted? Comment, and listen, the more you comment, the greater your chances are. That's just one way works the other way. Again, subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/EricTenkar. It helps the podcast. It helps us get other guests, even for the fireside chats. So I do appreciate it. I appreciate everybody that's been a listener over the last couple of years. We are going to hit issue. Episode 1000. And probably around the end of February, beginning of March, it's sneaking up. I've already been asked what I'm going to do special for it. I have no fucking clue. Maybe you have ideas. If so, give me a voicemail. 347-509-5168. Or it's 507-5168. I'm not 100% sure because Again, my fucking cat is laying across my regular keyboard, and I'm using my iPad. Folks, we are in the midst of the world of the pandemic. All I can suggest to you is use your common sense. I am not a medical professional. I am not going to sit here and tell you what to do, what not to do. You know what's going on in your community. You know what actions you need to take to keep yourself, your loved ones, your family, your friends healthy and safe. My advice is do so. Seriously. There's only one you, and we'd like to keep you around as long as we can. Folks, on that note, be safe, be well. God bless. This is, it's still the Christmas season through January 6th, so all my listeners that are Catholics and Christians and other denominations or such, enjoy your holidays. Other faiths that have holy days, really it's what it is, right? It's a holy day. If you have holy days throughout this month or next month, I hope your season is blessed. And we have a new year coming up.
For all of us.
For all of us. but the Chinese have their own New Year.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, that's true.
All right, so not all of us, all of us. But all of us, with the exception of those that aren't all of us. Jesus Christ. All right. Folks, knock on fake wood. God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow's. Later, folks.